All right, we're backstage at the Kingdom Time Awards in New York. I'm so pleased to have Five with us. Five, good to see you, brother.
Likewise, amen.
Thank you for being here, man. If we get started, man, describe to people just a little bit, man, about your background and what you do, brother.
Hey, man, Five, man, just a person who was saved by the grace of God, man. Literally, that's where my name comes from. The number five is the biblical number for grace and favor, and so... you know, I took the number five, added I-V-E to it. It's a cool way to spell it, say it. People love it. And what it actually means, though, is grace is victory everlasting.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's my name, man. It'll be 9 years, November 7th.
Okay.
I walked into a church. I had been up for 7 days on meth, been up all night smoking crack, man. Heard a voice. I was sitting on the couch in the trap house, man, drinking, smoking rock, man. Heard a voice say, go to church. You know, I tell people all the time, I wasn't looking for God. Craig thought Craig was God because I did what I wanted to do.
Right.
But November 7, 2010, that changed, man. I always bring this up, man, because I have to put this with scripture, man. But, you know, it's kind of like when Jesus showed up and Lazarus was dead, man. And, you know, he shows up and, you know, he said, roll the stone away. And Martha was like, man, he been dead for 4 days. Surely he stinks. You know, that was me, like, man. But I'm so glad God is not. The God I serve, Jesus Christ, is not afraid to go into stinky places, man. I was in a trap house, somewhere everybody else would have turned their nose up and said, man, he ain't never going to do better. But Jesus saw fit to come right there and save me, man. He told me go to church November 7th. I went to church, man, walked in that church. I didn't sit down for the word, you know. Mm. I walked straight to the altar because God had already given me a word. Mm. He said, go to church. And so, man, I went in there expecting, and I told God, I said, man, Jesus, if you don't meet me here, I'm done. I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I went expecting to meet with a very real Jesus, and a very real Jesus showed up and showed out, instantly delivered me from a 10-year cocaine addiction, a 5-year meth addiction. And when I say 5-year meth, like, it was every day I had to have it, man. And so he instantly healed me, delivered me, no withdrawals, no relapses. Mm. I ain't never had the urge or the thought of wanting to go back to it. And when he saved me that day, I heard him plain as day. He said, show the world my grace.
Mm.
And so... you know, that's where the name Five and why I do what I do, man. You know, he called me into this Christian rap thing, which is a funny thing in itself because, you know, I'm from a Southern Baptist background. And my grandma, you know, she finally proud of her grandson.
Oh, what
and
then she I gotta go say?
Tell her. Yeah, she, then I had to go tell her, you know what, God calling me to rap.
Mm.
You know, and initially she was like, I don't know if that. But now she like my number one supporter, man, my grandma. Yeah. Man, she loves it because she knows it's real, man. When it's real, it's real. And, you know, field recognized field. You know what I'm saying? Holy Spirit filled, recognize that, man. And so that's a little bit about me, man. But yeah, man, I just want to show the world who Jesus is, bro.
I just want to unpack a little of that, brother. 10 years of addiction, right? Mm-hmm. Which was escalating addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Did it start out, what was the lead with Gateway? Was it marijuana?
Well, see, I'd say 10 years, but I'm talking about, so I started doing cocaine when I was 16. So, but marijuana, I smoked my first joint probably at 10.
Right.
Me and a friend stole, one of his older brothers was growing a plant. We stole some bud and smoked it at 10, you know. About 13 is when I really, like, started smoking weed,
right,
you know.
Right.
But 10, we first tried it, loved it. But when I got 13, it was like, man, we was getting lit, you
right.
know. And so 16, I was working at a place called the Potato Shed out in Spring Lake. A friend of mine was like, here, try this, some cocaine.
Mm.
Instantly fell in love,
mm.
you know. And from there on, it just, you know, it's all downhill from there.
And God,
man,
met you where you were.
Right where I was.
Walking to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, what was the process like, man, once you accepted Christ in your life, to go from that to coming into now trying to help other people?
Yeah,
what was,
man,
the process like?
Man, for me, I always revert back to the Bible, man, and I see a story where a lady comes in and, you know, she starts washing Jesus' feet with her tears and drying them with her hair, man. And for me, you know, Jesus said in that passage, he said, man, he who is forgiven much loves much. She's been forgiven much, so she loves much.
Mm.
You know, and so for me, man, when I found out how much I've been forgiven for and all the stuff I had done, how I had treated my wife, you know, we weren't married at the time. She ended up actually getting saved the same day.
Oh,
we had left each other. I called her. I was like, listen, I went to church this morning. I'm changed. We got another church service at 3. Please come with me.
Mm.
Reluctantly, she came because my grandmother and my aunt were going to be there. And we walked up to the altar together. again, she got saved and right. we dedicated our lives to Christ. So the way I had treated her, the dad I had been, man, and just the person I had been, man, and for someone to come into a place where everybody else was like, man, he'll never change. He'll never be worth nothing. He's always going to be, you know, just like his dad, because my dad's a crack addict still to this day, man. Mm. Or, you know, he going to be this. And then for somebody to come and say, nah, you're more than that.
Yeah.
You're more than that, you know, and to come into a place, man, where I was just totally defeated, broken, and just turned my life around. The transition is really simple for me, man. I tell people all the time, like, man, if I want to make music and just make music and make hits and get on radio and get on all this stuff, I can do it. But my heart won't let me do that, man, because I know what he brought me from. And if I don't share that, how am I going to help somebody else get out of what they're dealing with, man? And I believe he takes us through things for other people, man. It ain't even for us. It's for his glory. Man, so for me, it's just real easy, man, to transition into doing ministry, man, because when I met Jesus, everything changed, bro. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to tell the world about him, like literally.
Amen.
That's
Amen,
my heart.
I wasn't familiar with your ministry and your work till probably about 4 months ago. I came across Ain't Worry. Okay. Then I started digging through your bio and trying to understand a little bit about what you do. And it seemed really intentional. You know what I mean? How do you... As you're approaching projects, right, mm-hmm. Maybe just talk about the last project, mm-hmm. What was your focus? What were you focused on in terms of what you wanted that project to do?
Well, you know, so I've been independent forever, man, and I'm an artist, man. Like, I do about 100 shows a year, at least 100, 125 a year independently, you know what I'm saying? And so I dropped all these albums, man, and then I get a call from a good friend, man, and he's like, man, we want to sign you. True Breed, distribution through Capital, you know. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was the first major deal. And literally the day I got the call, me and my wife had a miscarriage, man.
Oh,
and so,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, well, God is good, man. He's sovereign. And so I get this call, man, and I'm like, man, look at this guy. You know, we just seen something die in our life, man. But then you want to birth a new thing. You know, and anytime God is going to do something, there's a death and then there's an arising. Mm. You know, he said, except a seed fall in the ground and die, it produced no fruit. So, but I saw that and I'm like, man, God, even through this, you're still good. You're still sovereign. And so, so the first release I wanted to do with the label, man, I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted it to be about us, the body. I wanted it to be about the church, Christ. So that's why it's called Family Business, man. Okay. And, you know, it's like, man, it ain't about me, man. It's about us. And I look around, there's a lack of unity there, man. It's a bunch of cliques. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, can we just all come together and make beautiful music to worship the Lord? Because that's how it's going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
And so that project, Family Business, I went there intentionally to work with fellow believers and show the world a risen Savior, man. That's why it's feature heavy. And, you know, I just got all my friends and we just worshiping the Lord.
And then one of the, was it the Ain't Worthy video that your wife's in with you?
Mm-hmm. My wife and my son.
Your wife and your son, yeah. So
I'm sorry,
that
I keep
seemed to be
back there 'cause they're right.
intentional as well. Yeah, showing your family life seems to be very intentional.
They're actually
as well.
On the cover of this the album too.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah.
So is your wife and son like being involved in the in that aspect?
My wife's a prayer warrior, man. Okay. Like when I'm at events, you know, I'm the type of dude, man, and God just told me never leave a place without doing an altar call, man. So I do that, man. She's first one up there with me, ready to pray for people, let people know that, you know, God loves you. Be intentional. You know, and so that aspect, yeah, she loves it. But more of this other stuff, she kind of don't like it. I don't think she really wanted to be on the cover. But I was like, man, I need y'all on there.
Gotcha.
And my son actually, you know, he just turned 13. He's actually working on his debut EP called Chronicles of a Young King.
Praise God.
So he just started, you know, rapping. I never wanted to force him to do nothing. He came to me and said I was ready. And I told him, man, I'll do whatever it takes. If I got to put my career down and see you make it, I'll do it. Because that's the kind of dad I want to be. You know what I mean? So so we're focusing on him right now. And I'm excited, man, to let y'all hear the music.
That's good, man. We can't wait to hear it. Let me ask you this. When you were contemplating that deal, because you were you in the process of looking for a deal?
No.
Not really. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you were happy independent.
I was happy, man. Okay. I mean, you know.
What was the thought process when the deal was offered? How did you initially feel about it? What were some of the things you contemplated?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say I wasn't actively looking for a deal, but that doesn't mean I never prayed and asked God to open up doors.
Fair,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, fair enough.
Like, of course, you always want to share your testimony on a on a bigger spectrum. Like, if I hear all these rappers and all the time they say, I don't want to be famous. You know, you're lying, man. If you don't want to be famous, what's the point of you doing it? Mm. Because the more people know you, the more people going to know Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. If you really sold out to this thing, the more people that know you, the more people going to know Jesus. And so my intent is always, man, Lord, take me as far as you could take me, man. But don't give me too much where I forget about you. And don't give me so little that I got to go rob and steal. You know, that's scriptural. But it's like, man, Lord, just take me where you want to take me. And man, I'm here to do what you want me to do. Yeah. Man, I just want to see people saved, set free, and delivered. Man, he did it for me, and if he did it for me, I know he'll do it for anybody. Man.
Maybe it's what you said though. The term when you said famous, mm-hmm. you changed the definition a little bit, right? Yeah, because you were still deflecting it to show God's glory.
Yes,
right. Amen. And so it's how you define famous.
Amen.
I'm glad that's elaborated on that.
That's real, right there.
Right. Let me ask you this: since you've done the deal, have you had to change anything in terms of how you operate?
Oh, no, man. That's one of the main reasons, you know, when we talked, man, I went and talked to my wife and we prayed about it and felt peace, man. And, you know, the dude who started the label, Joseph Rojas, is the lead singer of Seventh Day Slumber. Huge Christian band, man. And so I'd seen them minister, man, and they'd be in front of these people just giving the gospel, man. And so that's one of the big determining factors. And so, like, I'm like, okay, these dudes do this. This is what I do, you know. And so we just prayed on it, man, felt peace and was like, you know what? It don't hurt to give it a shot, you know. And, you know, when you sign, you're going to give up more money than you get as an independent artist. I was getting 100% of my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so, you know, I done charted Billboard independently. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it's just, but you think about that. And for me, it was like, God, you know, if this is going to help me share my testimony, is this going to help me do exactly what you told me to do November 7th, show the world your grace on a bigger scale? Then, man, let me do it, you know, and I'll just look at all the money stuff as sowing into the kingdom of God. Like, you can't outgive God.
Yeah.
You can have the money. That ain't what I'm for, man. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? We building up something in heaven, something eternal, man, that will never burn.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But thanks for sharing this, man, for sharing your heart, for sharing your ministry, for sharing the journey. Let me close with this question. You know, a lot of people use Patreon to help, you know, bring their supporters forward and do a lot of different things. If supporters that support Five's ministry right now are watching and they say, hey, you know, I'll do one thing that you asked me to do, what would you ask them to do?
Man, honestly, I would ask, just pray for me and my family, man. Literally, pray for us, man, that we would continue to hear the voice of the Lord amongst the world where everybody trying to talk to us. You know what I'm saying? We live in a world where there's so many voices, man, and, you know, God's voice will get drowned out, man. And so we want to be able to hear God, because if we can hear God, and we can do what it says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. The money will come. All that stuff will come. The fans, all that stuff, that'll come. But pray for us that we continue to hear the voice of God and move in the right way that we should move, man.
I'm in agreement with prayer with you on that,
brother. Thank you, bro.
Amen. Thank you for coming through. So good to meet you and your family, brother. Appreciate you.
Likewise. God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Holy Culture Radio's podcast and this special series of the interviews backstage at the Kingdom Choice Awards from New York City 2019. If you'd rather watch them instead of just listen, go to holyculture.net/KCANY2019. Again, you can watch them right on our website at holyculture.net/KCANY2019. Enjoy.